My name is Diane Edwards, and this recording has been prepared to help you follow through on all your New Year's resolutions so you can finally make the changes that you want to make. You are listening to a self-hypnosis recording. Because this contains powerful relaxation suggestions, you should never listen while you're driving a car or doing anything that requires your full concentration. In the event of an emergency occurring while you are listening, you will return immediately to full conscious awakening and handle all situations in an alert and appropriate manner. And for maximum benefit, I want you to find a very quiet place where you will not be disturbed. You could be lying down on your bed, or maybe sitting back on a very comfortable chair. So just take a moment and make yourself very, very comfortable. And as you make yourself comfortable, I want you to begin by looking at a spot somewhere above your eyes. Could be on the ceiling, on the wall, just pick out a spot. And keep your eyes totally and completely focused on that spot. And soon, very soon, you will notice your eyelids are becoming heavier and heavier as you blink more and more. At first, they may begin to feel a little strained or a little uncomfortable, but very soon they will become so heavy that you can barely keep them open. You can try to keep them open if you want, just try to keep those very heavy eyelids open. And try as you might, you will find your eyes are becoming heavier and heavier as they strain to stay open. And when you feel the urge to blink, just let this happen. Blinking more and more now, eyes so heavy you can barely keep them open. They just want to close. As they're beginning to blink more and more, feeling so heavy, so relaxed. As you relax all the little muscles around the eyes, and you can feel your eyes getting heavier and heavier. But as you try to keep them open, very soon they'll close all by themselves. And as they do, you will drop down into a very, very comfortable feeling deep inside you. That's right, just allow your eyes to close now, feeling heavier and heavier. Very good. And take a nice deep breath all the way in. Breathing in. And as you exhale, feel your eyes becoming even heavier. Closed. Relaxing. Too much effort to try and keep them open. So just allow them to remain closed and comfortable. Heavy and relaxed. And allow that relaxed feeling flow all the way down to the very tips of your toes. Until every nerve, every muscle, every cell, every fiber of your body becomes more and more comfortable, more and more relaxed. Relaxed and at peace. Very good. Very good. And now as you relax, I want you to imagine yourself at the top of a long and beautiful flight of stairs. And I want you in a moment to experience yourself beginning to go down those stairs, one step at a time, going deeper and deeper as you relax more and more with every step. Going down deeper, feel yourself now, step number 10. Going down deeper, 9, way down, 8, sinking down into a deep, deep comfort, down to number 7, relaxed, letting go. Down to step number 6, going deeper, feeling so comfortable, so relaxed. Down to step number 5, halfway down. Mind and body beginning to wonder what it will feel like when you relax even more. Going down, down to step number 4, feeling very safe, very comfortable. 3, such a good feeling to allow yourself to relax, knowing that there's nothing else you need to do. As you go down, down to step number 2, going way, way down, way down, all the way down to 1. Just relax and let go, as I want you now to take in another slow, deep breath, all the way in. Breathing in and exhaling out. Way down, way down, way down. Drifting, dreaming, and floating. And as you relax, I want you to imagine yourself now standing in front of an old-fashioned blackboard. You know the type of blackboards that they used to have in the classrooms of schools. I want you to imagine that you are standing in front of one of these blackboards. You have a piece of chalk in one hand and an eraser in the other. That's right. At the moment, this blackboard is clear. But what I would like you to do is to take the chalk and draw on the blackboard the number 10. That's right. Draw the number 10. 1 and 0. Number 10. And when you see the number 10, and only when you can see the number 10, I want you then to take the eraser and rub it out. Erase the number 10. So the blackboard is clear once more. And when the blackboard is clear once more, I want you to take the piece of chalk, and on the top right-hand corner of the blackboard, I'd like you to write the word sleep. That's right. Write the word sleep. S-L-E-E-P. Sleep. Notice the size of the word. Notice the formation of the letters and the position of the word sleep on the board. And when you can see the word sleep, and only when you can see the word sleep, I want you to take the eraser and wipe it away. Wipe away the word sleep. And as you erase the word sleep from your mind, you find yourself becoming sleepier, much more comfortable, and much more relaxed. And then when the board is clear, and only when the board is clear, I want you to take the chalk and draw the number 9. That's right, the number 9 on the blackboard, anywhere you want it to be. And when you can see the number 9, and only when you can see the number 9, I want you to take the eraser and wipe it away. Erase the number 9 so the blackboard is clear once more. And when the blackboard is clear once more, I want you then to take the piece of chalk, and on the top right-hand corner of the blackboard, I want you to once again write the word sleep. Sleep. See the S and the L, two E's, and the P. Sleep. Notice the size of the word and the formation of the letters and the position of the word sleep on the board. And when you can see the word sleep, and only when you can see the word sleep, I want you to take the eraser and wipe it away. Just wipe away the word sleep. And as you erase the word sleep from your mind, you find yourself becoming even more sleepy and more comfortable and much more relaxed. And then when the board is clear, and only when the blackboard is clear, I want you to take the chalk and draw the number 8. That's right, the number 8. Anywhere you want it to be on the blackboard. And when you can see the number 8, and only when you can see the number 8, I want you to take the eraser and wipe it away. Erase the number 8. So the blackboard is clear once more. And I want you to continue with this. First of all, drawing the number 10, wiping it away when the board is clear, and only when the board is clear, you write the word sleep. Each time you wipe away the word sleep, you find yourself drifting deeper and deeper into a warm and sleepy sort of feeling. It's a very calm, very relaxed, very comfortable sort of feeling. That's right. And I want you to continue doing this, going down, down to the number 7, going down deeper, using the word sleep, and just continue on in this manner. And as you do this, I will start talking directly to your subconscious mind, but you don't even need to listen to me, because your subconscious mind will hear everything that it needs to hear. You will find that after a short while, the board and the numbers and the words will simply fall out of your mind, just as the dust from the chalk falls away from the blackboard when you wipe them away. You won't want or even be able to draw the numbers or write the letters, as you become so very deeply relaxed, so comfortable, sleepy, safe, warm, and relaxed, focusing completely on the sound of my voice. And as we go into this new year, I want you to think about any goals that you have set for yourself. That's right. I want you to think about any goals that you have set for yourself. For soon, very soon, you will be able to set those goals in motion, knowing that this is a new beginning for a new you. It doesn't really matter how many times in the past you've tried and maybe things didn't work out the way you wanted them to work out, because the past is past and your new way of life is ahead of you, just about to begin. It doesn't matter what goals you choose or what obstacles you want to overcome. I want you to really enjoy the knowledge that this time you will be successful. You will succeed because you have the determination and the motivation to succeed. And that, along with your wonderful, amazing, creative subconscious mind, is all you need. So I want you to make this commitment to yourself right now, that you are in complete control of your life, and you can do anything that you set your mind to. Maybe you could repeat it after me. Just into yourself. I am in complete control of my life, and I can do anything that I set my mind to. Let's say it one more time. Say it with me along into yourself. I am in complete control of my life, and I can do anything that I set my mind to. As you continue to sink down even deeper, way, way down, knowing and understanding that one of the most wonderful things about life is that we never know exactly what is around the next corner. Life is full of so many surprises, new opportunities, new doors opening, new horizons to explore, new thoughts to think, new people to meet, and a whole new way of thinking and being. Just because you haven't achieved your goals before, it doesn't mean to say that life will always be like that. Because you are now learning from all past experiences. And learning can create a new, positive existence for you. It's the new year. Out with the old, in with the new. What a wonderful opportunity to create a new start. You've had enough of your old way of life and old way of thinking and old way of being, and you are now really, really ready. Ready for this new beginning. So as you continue to relax, and as you continue to concentrate on the sound of my voice, in any way that you can, in your mind, I want you to create a large brown sack. That's right, create a large brown sack. Could be old, worn out. I want you to hold that sack, and into the sack, I want you to place any old reasons that you had for keeping your old, unwanted behavior patterns alive, your old way of being, your old way of doing things. I want you to put them all into the sack. That's right, it doesn't matter what they were, all your old negative behaviors, all your negative belief systems, your old unwanted habits, put them all in the sack. That's right. And allow the sack be as large as it needs to be. And if any of these old habits or behaviors were kept alive because of an insecurity of any kind, and I want you to tell yourself that you accept yourself for exactly who you are, where you are today. That's right. As you accept yourself more and more, and you identify all those old feelings of insecurity and place them in the sack, and you have absolutely no reason to feel insecure anymore because you accept yourself exactly the way you are. If your old way of life was a comfort zone, then identify it now and start creating a new way of thinking that you are much more comfortable with your new way of being, your new way of life. And put the old destructive comforts into the sack. That's right, into the sack. Because you are going to find, as your new way of life begins, you will not only be more comfortable, you'll feel more and more confident. That's right, more and more confidence coming through you, to you. And if you might have used any of your old habits or behaviors to punish yourself for whatever reason, I want you to know now that you have been punished enough. It's enough. It's time to end your sentence and be free from any old destructive habits. So put them in the sack. Put them in the sack. And I'm now going to be quiet for a moment so you can identify any other reasons that you may or may not have had for keeping your old habits at large. And as you identify each reason, almost as though you were looking at it under a microscope, you can now realize how unimportant and irrelevant it really is. And I want you to place each obstacle into the sack. That's right. Fill up your sack. That's right. Fill up your sack. And then whenever you're ready, I want you to close the sack. Maybe you could tie it up. And I want you to put it out the back door. Put it away from you. You don't need any excuses anymore. You have all the determination and motivation that you need to be successful. And be successful you will, because this is a new beginning for you, and you can't wait to get started. Imagine wakening on a perfect day. You're rid of all those old obstacles, the old behaviors, the old way of being, and ready to begin a new way of life. And you realize that this year is your year. It's your year to succeed and to prove to yourself that you can do it. And you feel so proud of yourself. It's a personal sense of satisfaction and self-worth, which is worth far more than anything that you could ever wish to receive from anyone else. It's almost like you're giving a gift to yourself, a gift of confidence, a gift of self-worth. That's right, that's a gift far more valuable than you could ever wish to receive from anyone else. And at this moment, you are giving it to yourself. And as you move through your day, you start moving towards all the goals that you have set for yourself. And that feels so good, because you are moving forward. You are now creating your life the way you want to create it. You're on your way to living your life the way you want to live it. And even if, at some point in the day, you might ask yourself if this is really for me, or doubts or concerns creep back into your mind, old negative thoughts start to surface, just know that that's normal. And you know that you are now replacing all those negative behaviors, negative thoughts, negative beliefs with only positive, confident ones. So at all times you are on your guard for negative thoughts, almost like a watch person, keeping an eye out for any stray negative thoughts or beliefs that flow through. And if they do come up, you acknowledge them and let them go. And you tell yourself, I am in complete control of my life, and I can do anything that I set my mind to. That's right. If you want, you may repeat it after me. I am in complete control of my life, and I can do anything that I set my mind to. I am in complete control of my life, and I can do anything that I set my mind to. And just go deeper. Way, way down. Knowing that the deeper you allow yourself go, the more true control you have over your mind, over your body, and over your life. And know that each and every time you listen to this recording, you will relax more and more deeply, more and more completely. Each and every time you listen to this recording, the suggestions become stronger and stronger and stronger. You are now on your way to being the person that you truly deserve and desire to be. You're on your way to creating and succeeding in all the goals that you have set for yourself. So now, as you continue to relax, I want you to project yourself a little bit into the future. That's right, project yourself a little bit into the future. And in your mind, I want you to see your life the way you would like it to be. I want you to see yourself looking the way you want to look. So make the picture as clear as you possibly can. Be very specific. Create all the details. It's you. You're looking the way you want to look. You're smiling. You're happy. You're feeling really good about yourself. Now that you have succeeded in reaching your goals, make the picture as clear as you can and see yourself having achieved your goals. Notice what it looks like. Think about how it feels. Imagine that feeling. You've got there. You set out to do something and you did it. You followed through because you know that once you set your mind to doing something, you know you can do it, because you can achieve anything that you set your mind to. This is a completely natural, new, healthy, positive way of life for you. You're feeling more confident, more positive. You feel better, you look better. You're healthier, full of vitality, strong. Very positive, successful feelings. And it's such a good feeling to know that you are in complete control of your mind, your body, and your life. And as you look back to how it was in the beginning, you feel really proud of yourself for making these changes in your life. That's right, you feel really proud of yourself for taking responsibility for yourself. And yes, you know that if there were any slight uncomfortable feelings right back there in the beginning, you got through them. You got through them because you can handle all situations that happen in your life in a healthy and positive way. You are in complete control of your mind, your body, and your life, and you feel really proud of yourself. The rewards are tremendous. So at all times, you keep a very positive, healthy, belief system. You think only healthy thoughts, and you create only healthy behaviors. And you love the feeling of taking back control. I want you to feel it, think it, believe it, know it to be true. And it will be. It will be. It will be. And as you're listening to this recording, if at this time you wish to go to sleep, in a moment you may turn off this recording, and when you do, you will then fall into a wonderful, wonderful, deep, comfortable, restful sleep. So deep, so sound, so comfortable that nothing will bother or disturb you at all, unless it's an emergency. If an emergency arises, you will take care of it and then be able to go right back to sleep. Always going into a wonderful, deep, comfortable, restful sleep, knowing that you will awaken at the exact time you wish to awaken. So if you want to go to sleep, you may turn off this recording now. However, if you wish to carry on with your day after listening to this, I will count from 1 up to 5 to bring you out of this feeling of relaxation. At the count of 5, and only at the count of 5, you will be wide awake, fully alert, ready to carry on your day, feeling better, better, better than you have felt for quite some time. So at the count of 1, feel yourself slowly coming back to you. 2, coming up more and more now. 3, feeling the energy flowing back into your body. Once again, knowing that once you set your mind to doing something, you know that you can do it. And you now set your mind to achieving all the goals that you have set for yourself. And at the count of 4, feel the energy flowing into every muscle, every nerve, every fiber in your body. And when I count to 5, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, fully alert, ready to carry on your day. And 5, slowly, easily and gently, open up your eyes, come back to your surroundings, and have a wonderful, positive, and successful day. And thank you for listening.